This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Survivor 48 is here. And after every episode, dig deep into the show with On Fire, the official Survivor podcast. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people. Local stories. This is the KDKA All Local on Pittsburgh's News Weather and Traffic Station. 100.1 FM and AM 1020. KDKA.
I'm David Ballarato. The Pittsburgh Public Schools says from May of last year until the middle of this month, it has documented over 9,000 cases of people not stopping for a school bus with its stop sign arm out. It's issued tickets at a rate of nearly 39 a day. More than half of those happened during back-to-school season, but there were also more than 1,600 illegal school bus passings in October alone. The penalty for a first-time violation is $300. Downtown Pittsburgh is about to undergo some major changes.
We want more vibrant streets. We want more retail.
That's Pittsburgh Downtown Partnership President and CEO Jeremy Waldrop talking about a three-year plan to keep the streets safe and to fill empty storefronts. He tells the Big K Morning Show it all starts next weekend when they introduce a brand new festival featuring three weekends of activities in Market Square. It's called The Thaw.
I don't know if you were in Market Square during Oktoberfest. We had this beautiful big tent. Well, we're going to be bringing that back. We have a bar, a small stage. It's going to have a little après-ski vibe going on there. And we're going to welcome a lot of live music. We're going to heat this thing so you don't have to worry about being too cold. But it's just a good way to get folks into the city.
An organization is calling for a national boycott today in the form of an economic blackout, urging Americans not to shop for 24 hours. News Radio KDK's Tamira Rush has more.
In a time of extreme division and an urgent fight to advance and maintain civil rights while the current presidential administration is rolling back diversity, equity, and inclusion initiatives, the movement spearheaded by the People's Union USA, a grassroots group, follows widespread backlash against major retailers and corporations accused of retreating from DEI commitments. The People's Union USA website reads, "No Amazon, no Walmart, no Best Buy." In a video posted on social media, the agency founder John Schwartz says the group is not affiliated with any political party, and the goal is to unite against the corruption and greed that has kept Americans struggling for decades. Tamira Rush, News Radio, KDKA.
We're looking into reports that students at Ambridge Area High School have been evacuated after a threat was apparently found by a student in a bathroom. Media reports indicate the district would send an update to parents as soon as they get one from police. In the meantime, parents evidently being told not to try to pick up their students until that area has been secured by police. Upper St. Clair police say three people are in custody following a pursuit that involved a stolen car that crashed into a parked vehicle at the get-go on Fort Couch Road early this morning. Police say during a check of the vehicle's registration, they learned it was stolen. That's when the chase began. After crashing, all three people fled on foot, but were taken into custody.
Thanks for listening to the KDKA All Local. You can follow or subscribe to this podcast in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. For the latest breaking news, traffic, and weather, be sure to tune in to KDKA or download the Odyssey app to take us with you wherever you go.